With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Candidates, as we kind of kicked off the offensive conversation. Defensive line is led by first-year Alabama 2017 first-round pick Jonathan Allen. Other defensive linemen, Ziggy Hood, Stacy McGee, Terrell McClain. Wouldn't think any of those guys are probably in the running. Linebacking corps, Ryan Kerrigan is routinely the most consistent player on this defense, never misses time. Zach Brown, one of the league's leading tacklers a year ago, comes over from Buffalo. Mason Foster was the best player on the field at the end of last season defensively for Washington, has leapfrogged Will Compton to become a starter. Preston Smith, Ryan Anderson, Junior Gallette helping to fill in for Trent Murphy in his 9 sacks from last year. In the secondary, Josh Norman's making $20 million against the cap as one of the premium corners in the league. DJ Swearinger signed and brought over from the offseason acquisition stockpile after leaving Arizona. DeShazer Everett fills in for Sua Cravens and Bashaud Breeland. In my opinion, primed for a huge year. He had a great preseason. I've always loved Bashaud, but he really did look good in the preseason. So that's the cast of characters on defense. Danny, I'm looking for a defensive MVP. Where are you starting?
Zach Brown. He's going to lead the team in tackles. He is going to be a wrecking ball. He is going to fly around and cover people. He is going to hit. He's going to force some fumbles. He's going to recover those fumbles. The big plays that will be made on this defense will be via Zach Brown. I could have gone Kerrigan, and I could have gone Norman. My view is they're not good enough at safety to sort of to help out the corner so they can be aggressive, make some big plays. And I think they're still inadequate on the defensive line to allow for big-time pressure guys one-on-one on the outside. That's my word, right at the middle. Zach Brown, though, will be somebody that will run free, run through blockers, and run through tackles. He'll lead the team in every possible statistical category, whether it's hits, fumbles, tackles, all that stuff. He is a wrecking ball. He'll be the defensive MVP.
I have a weird prediction. That would have been a fun segment to do today. Weird Redskins predictions. I actually think Mason Foster will lead the team in tackles.
That's not weird. He did last year.
Well, but Zach Brown wasn't here as a better player at his position.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Brown is asked to do things that basically makes Mason Foster's life a lot easier. And I think he's going to be the greatest beneficiary to Zach Brown. In other words, Brown will be the better player. Brown will make the impact plays and blow things up and use his speed. I think Foster's going to get to clean a lot of things up. And so he'll have the 12, 13 tackle games when Zach Brown might have 9 or 10 or 8. But Zach Brown was more impactful and actually is the guy you need to pay more because he does more things that no one else can do, if that makes any sense. Here's my defensive MVP. He's been on the team for 6 seasons and he's Mr. Consistency. Ryan Kerrigan. I think Ryan Kerrigan, as I looked at this, it's boring. I hate not being a hipster. I hate just saying what everyone can say. But it's the only thing that makes a lot of sense to me.
Makes a lot of sense.
Josh Norman's at such a dependent position. I saw it last night with Peters of the Chiefs, who's a great cornerback. Tom Brady had just decided before the game started, I'm not going to let that guy help Kansas City tonight. And he didn't. He threw away from him. Now, Tom Brady had a worse night. Tom Brady didn't get his guy involved as much as he'd like. It was opposite Peters. But that's the cornerback position.
Mm-hmm.
That's a $20 million man who can change a game, who's great. He's not going to beat us this week. You can't really do that with an outside linebacker. You can double and you can chip, but they're going to get theirs at some point. 60, 70 snaps in a game. 2 or 3 times, Kerrigan's going to come off that edge and make a play. Last year, 11 sacks, second highest total of his career. Second time in 3 years he's had double digits, at least that many. He's got 58.5 sacks. This is a guy that when he gets to the quarterback, makes a play. The ball comes out. Set the record at Purdue for forced fumbles. Is good for somewhere between 2 and 5 every single year. He's got 19 forced fumbles in his 6 seasons in the NFL, most of those sack fumbles hitting the quarterback. I think Ryan Kerrigan is due for another 11.5 sacks this year. I'm going to put him atop my ledger as my defensive MVP. I wanted to go Norman, and I will predict that Norman has a better year than he did last year. I thought Josh Norman last year, you tell me what you think. I thought he was really good.
Me too.
I didn't think he was great or elite or special. I thought he was very solid, very good. I think he was a tick better than what they've had in years where guys like Bashaud Breeland played really well. He was a 8th, 9th, 10th best corner in the league kind of guy. But he had too many chances to intercept passes that he didn't come up with.
Yeah.
He didn't really influence or alter games with massive plays as often as I would have thought. I say that to tell you I think he will be able to do that this year. I think he's more comfortable. I think they're going to use him better. I think Minuski, a better fit for him, what we know now, than Joe Barry. I think they're going to go back to some of his Carolina roots and let him play the football in the flat and the open field a little bit differently than he did previously. So I think you'll see the A version of Josh Norman when last year you got the B version. I still can't put him as my MVP because I think teams can just take him out of games in a way offensively that you can't with other positions.
You just go the other way. The Norman thing, I'm kind of with you on that. To me, this was the classic Redskins thing that they do that I don't want to say no one else does because other teams, well, I'm sure, do this too, but I'm just so close to the Redskins that it's something that has been a gripe of mine for eternity. It's the guy does something great for other team, bring him to Washington to have him do something different. He still played cornerback, obviously. It wasn't like, you know, they didn't convert him to middle linebacker. But if I'm going to pay that kind of money for a guy who plays a certain way in a certain scheme, that's the scheme I need to play. I need to do it that way. The Redskins did. They have a completely different set of things. And Josh Norman, all year long, as we've kind of learned, was in the ear of all the defensive coaches saying, we've got to start doing it this way, do it this way, do it this way, do it this way. Well, some of that finally stuck. And they've changed personnel in terms of their defensive coordinators and the secondary coach, et cetera. They're going to do more of those things that made Josh Norman a franchise tag guy at one point. So I'm with you. I think he's going to have a greater impact. But I thought last year his impact was more in the, we know where the ball's going, less of when he has a chance to make plays, he does. I mean, the Cleveland game, he won for them, basically. We forget that it was close.
Yeah, working against Terrell Pryor, who beat him most of the first half, but then he shut him down in the second half, and they threw on a big, I think it was a third down, but a big play in the second half, and he made a diving interception to kind of put the game on ice.
So I think Norman will be good. I still think you need safeties over the top to really make him great, and that's any cornerback thing. That's not just Richard Sherman in Seattle. That's anywhere. If you have good safety play behind it, quarterbacks then get to be a lot more aggressive. If you're not worried about getting beat behind you, if you trust what's in back, you can play downhill and fast. You can't do that with the Redskins safeties, I don't know, for the last 10 years.
Earlier today, we talked about our offensive Redskins MVP in 2017. Right now, we're taking your calls on their defensive MVP over the next 17 weeks, starting against the Eagles on Sunday. Let's open up the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines again. Lines are available for you. They're wide open at 800-636-1067. Who is going to be the most valuable player on this defense? That's next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.